أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the people of Jahannam and how the death sentence will not be passed over them. They will not experience death. Their punishment will not be lightened. Allah spoke of how they will shout out and scream out from the depth of Jahannam, begging Allah to send them back into the dunya so that they may act righteously and lead a different life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 38 of Surah Al-Fatir, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is the Alim, Alimul Ghayb. This is one of the attributes that are exclusive to Allah. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses the knowledge of the Ghayb, the unseen. And when we say Ghayb, this is in reference to us as human beings. Otherwise, to Allah, there is no hidden world. So when we say Allah is the knower, or Allah knows everything of the hidden world, or that which is unseen, it is the hidden world and the unseen to the humankind and to the jinnkind and to all other creation. But to Allah, there is no difference between the visible and the invisible. There is no difference between the apparent and the hidden. To Allah, everything is apparent. So that is something for us to remember, that whenever we say Allah is the knower of the unseen or the hidden, unseen and hidden to us, not to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed Allah alone is the knower of all which is hidden in the heavens and the earth. And out of all those things that are hidden in the heavens and the earth, Allah makes specific mention of something that is hidden within ourselves that He has full knowledge of. This in Arabic, we refer to it as Atful Khas Alal Am, where something is mentioned in general. In general, something is mentioned, and then from that generality, one aspect is mentioned separately. Why? To highlight the importance of that one aspect. Even though that one thing which is mentioned separately is included in the former statement, but it is mentioned separately to indicate its importance and to highlight the significance of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He knows everything that is hidden in the heavens and the earth. And then He makes specific mention of something. He says, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of what is contained within your heart. What is contained within your heart, it is part of غَيْرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the hidden in the heavens and the earth. But Allah mentions it separately to draw our attention to the fact that whatever feelings we harbor within our hearts, within our chests, towards others, and our emotions, and our thoughts, and our intentions, all of these are known to Allah. All of these are known to Allah. And that's why it's so important for us to constantly renew our intentions. Why we are doing what we are doing. It's very easy for us to start off with a good niyyah and a good intention. Many of us, we start off with a good intention, with a good niyyah, but then along the way that niyyah becomes corrupted. That intention becomes corrupted. So it is very, very important for us to every now and again check our intentions, renew our intentions, so that our intentions are such that they are pure and they are untainted. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says He is the one who has made you successors of previous generations on earth. Allah has made you successors. Think about many of the things that we own. The home in which you lived, that was occupied by somebody who came before you. Sometimes the vehicle you drive was a vehicle that was used by somebody before you. The things that you use. So you are khala'if. And think that in the same way you have received it from someone above you, a time will come where you will pass on, you will pass away, and it will shift and it will move down from you to someone else. Whether you have acquired it through inheritance, you have acquired it as a gift, you have purchased it, whatever it may be, that is the nature of this dunya. You are successive. Things pass down. From one hand, they move to the next hand. And like this, this is the nature of the dunya. Nothing will remain with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, it is Allah who has made you khala'if. You are successes of previous generations on earth. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. Allah says, the one who commits kufr, the one who commits disbelief, then his kufr and his disbelief is only against him, his own self. He is doing nothing but harming his own self. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا مَقْتَى. Allah says, their kufr, their disbelief, their infidelity will not add to them, will not add to them anything but anger before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And their infidelity, their kufr and their disbelief will add nothing to the disbelievers other than loss. So two things they earn through the kufr. And this is the only two things that they earn through the infidelity. Allah is showing how the kufr and the disbelief of a person goes against himself only and does not in any way harm Allah. Number one, it will only add anger to them in the sight of Allah. Number two is, it will only add them in loss. So they will be a people or a community who will face the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who will have earned nothing in the dunya that will be of benefit to them in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.